Welcome back. It's America Weekend. So nice to spend time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
So Leslie, I know kind of what you eat in the morning. You've mentioned it to us before that you're a big yogurt fan. Do you tackle cereal at all?
I don't eat cereal.
You're not a cereal eater?
No, because I boycott milk. I don't know if you know that. I can't stomach pouring milk into anything except coffee. Coffee is the only thing that overcomes my milk aversion, because coffee is so powerful that it can overpower my distaste for milk. But I can't look at milk.
And this is a lifelong problem?
No, it's just developed since I got old and weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So milk of any kind?
Chocolate milk. I can't drink a glass of milk.
That's okay.
Okay, and therefore, by extension, I can't throw it in my cereal, and so cereal's out.
Well, no, not necessarily. Let's be a little bit creative here. And there's a reason I'm asking you this question.
All right.
First of all, I don't use milk on cereal, and I haven't for years.
Do you use water?
No, I went from soy milk.
That's milk.
You're talking dairy milk or
milk?
I'm
talking anything that's a white-looking liquid.
Oh, so
I can't get it past my eyes.
Almond milk?
Bad.
Coconut milk?
Bad.
Okay, then never mind.
Yes.
Because I thought you meant dairy milk, like from the cow milk.
No, that's, it's not.
It's not the dairy. It's just the,
yes, it's
just
not dairy or vegan or anything else. Okay. It's just milk.
All right.
Okay, but what's up with cereal?
Well, the other thing you could do is just eat it dry.
I could.
Pop your cereal.
Right.
Okay, well, here was the whole point of this.
Yes.
Is that there are a number of cereals we grew up with that are no longer on the shelves.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula is one.
I don't know if that's true.
I think you're maybe right, but this one is heartbreaking. Dino Pebbles.
Oh, well.
Or is that Dino Pebbles?
No, I think...
Dino the dinosaur, right?
Right, Dino Pebbles, yes. And that was really such a great source of nutrition.
Well,
I'm shocked that it's going out of favor.
Nutrition's not the point, especially with Post's Oreo-O's.
Oh, wow.
Now that's a dessert. Like, who needs that for breakfast?
Yeah.
You have to pop that, and forget the milk.
Well,
you pop that in your mouth.
Yeah, what do they do? Just break up cookies and throw it in the milk?
Eat an Oreo.
Yeah.
Now this one I'm not familiar with. Springle Spangles.
Springle
Spangles.
No, I'm not either. Who makes that? Is that a General Mills or a Post cereal?
Yeah, General Mills with 8 essential vitamins and iron in Springle Spangles.
Ooh, that's the spangle part of it. Well, I've never even seen it on the shelf.
I don't know it.
No one's going to miss that.
This one's very clever. This looks like the cover of a comic book, Baron Von Redberry.
Oh, I kind of vaguely remember that.
It's a very clever little cartoon character, berry-flavored oat cereal and sweet berry star bits.
Wasn't there another, Frankenberry? There was also another berry cereal, Frankenberry.
I haven't gotten there yet.
It was a companion to, I think, Count Chocula. It was the Monster series.
Okay, maybe it's part of it.
Yes.
And these are mainly General Mills. It could be Post also. Mm-hmm. The new ice cream cone cereal. They're little baby ice cream cones. They look like little tiny cones.
Oh.
How cute is that?
That's cute.
That's great for a party.
What about Lucky Charms? Is that surviving? Because they're magically delicious.
Yeah, they are. Yes. Lucky Charms, I think, has been around. We're
all
not
right.
getting rid of that. I used to love, and I don't know if this is on the survey here from mom.me, the website, but I used to love Apple Jacks.
Oh, A is for apple, J is for Jacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apply delicious.
Right.
This one is called Reptar Crunch.
As in reptile? Is it a combination of a dinosaur and a reptile?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
This one is...
This is the same cereal, just put out in
different
shapes.
Ways. Yeah. Ralston made this next one. This is great branding for Barbie, Breakfast with Barbie cereal.
Okay.
And let's see, what else we got? What else we got? What else we got? Oh, Urkelos. Remember Urkel?
From television?
Yes. He had his own line of cereal.
He did. Wow.
Yes.
He was that big?
He was.
That's amazing.
Remember that?
Yeah. Now, do modern day characters have their own cereal? Is there a SpongeBob SquarePants cereal?
Yes, there is.
There is.
Yes.
Okay. Who else is big with the kids? Is there a Hello Kitty cereal?
Probably.
Yeah.
If not, there should be.
Yeah.
If not, we should do it.
All this trouble just to get kids to eat a bowl full of sugar in the morning.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they eat that anyway?
Like you said, just take the Oreos and crunch them up. That's
yes.
it. So those are no longer with us.
Thank God Captain Crunch was spared,
because
I couldn't bear that.
I know, but now I have some news from today, because this is old school cereal world.
Mm-hmm.
Today there are three products we know very well that are going away.
What?
One of which I think is pretty shocking. I don't think I knew this. Microsoft Explorer. Internet Explorer is going away.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nobody uses that anymore?
I guess not, because we have Mozilla, we have Chrome, We have everything else, right?
It's so, on every desktop.
I know. What will happen? Will it be you just click and nothing happens?
I think the internet will end.
I think you're right. So that's
shocking.
Right? That's number one. Number two, this is, all right, it's a print version of something, Wall Street Journal Sunday.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, but this will send you into the doctor's office. The Taco Bell waffle taco.
Oh, well, I hate to disappoint you, but I did not know there was a waffle taco, although it does sound like something I would eat.
It does, absolutely, and no longer. 2015, it's gone.
Okay.
So say goodbye.
The waffle taco. I'm okay with that. At least, you know, Laffy Taffy was spared.
You'll live.
Right.
It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. One night a man came up behind Frank and pressed what felt like a gun barrel behind his back. Frank is licensed to carry a gun, so he quickly turned around and shot the man. But then Frank realized the man was just holding a piece of pipe. Because the man was unarmed, Frank was arrested. How'd this case turn out? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
When threatened with physical harm, a person has the legal right to use enough force to prevent an attack. Even though Frank's assailant was not armed, he intentionally gave Frank reason to believe he was in danger. Frank's shooting in self-defense was justified. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This southpaw is one of just five pitchers to pile up at least 400 saves. He's a seven-time All-Star and set an impressive strikeout record in his final season.
And there it is, Billy Wagner with a record-setting strikeout, 1,170 in his career.
So where is Billy Wagner now? Billy moved back to his home state of Virginia after retiring and is coaching at the private Miller School in Charlottesville. He became the school's varsity coach earlier this year and went up against his high school alma mater, Tazewell High, and his own high school coach, Lou Peary. Luckily for Billy, his team got the win.
You know, I've learned so much from Coach Peary through the years, and now he can watch how I'm coaching and give me pointers and tell me what I can do better.
Billy Wagner, from closer to coach. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.